from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I feel like I look around and you just got a ton of good players everywhere. Whether that's offense, defense, special teams. I mean, you know, you look at like, I mean, our punt, I'm amazed by our punter, watching our punter punt every day. It's like he has a 9-iron and a 6-iron in the bag at any time he wants it. It's pretty crazy. But no, I just think there's a lot of depth everywhere. And I think that was evident in the preseason games with how we did and, you know, us going 4-0 in those games and, you know, being pretty dominant in most of those wins. I think that there's a lot of depth throughout the roster. And, you know, I'm sure the roster cuts the other day or today and the other day weren't too easy on Ryan, but that just means that, you know, he put together a pretty deep roster, and you know, I like what I see all around.
Cole Kmet. And I like the stuff that Cole Kmet said about if his targets drop, he's cool with that because he wants to be around winning.
That's a man who loves football and loves his team and blah, 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 and all that. But good stuff.
Cole's got a good podcast, too. It's called 85.
Smart guy.
Got over 10,000 subscribers to the YouTube page.
He's going
to
be a broadcaster.
Hooked up with the CHGO guys, and they put it together.
He's going to be a broadcaster.
It's a way to get ahead.
He is that. He is absolutely, if you were looking at all of the marking points of somebody at this stage of their career who clearly cares about how he sounds in the air and clearly, and you know, Byard is another guy too.
Yeah, I think he'd be really good.
Who might be real good.
And when you see the money that if you catch lightning in a bottle, if you're Travis Kelce, why are you still playing?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I think it's because of that guy who's his quarterback.
But you guys have kind of done all the things. You've won the Super Bowls. You got three, right? Three Super Bowl rings.
Yeah.
You're dating Taylor Swift, and your podcast just sold for $100 million.
On top of you already being filthy rich.
Yeah. When are they getting married, by the way?
Look at you. Why don't you get out their business? Maybe they don't want to get married. Maybe they like their relationship the way that it is.
Well, it hasn't even been a year yet, right?
Look at you being a yenta.
It's, you know, people, I'm sure they want grandkids.
Wow.
They're not getting any younger.
Wow. You went from get married to get married and have multiple children on them in 10 seconds.
They've got, look, his parents are alive. Her parents are alive. They want to enjoy their grandkids at some point. Get on with it.
All right. Travis Kelce's 34. He's my age. Yeah. All right. It's fine to keep dating for a little while. Yeah, it's okay.
That's a little late to start. You know, you're not doing necessarily.
Taylor's also 34. It's fine.
I know. Nobody's getting any younger. Get on with it already.
You don't want to rush into these things. You know?
They're not rushing into anything. They're 34.
They haven't been dating a year yet, Dan.
Yeah, it was.
Let them live on their own timeline.
What was it? That was week three, right? Week three.
It was Bears Chiefs because Jarrett Payton. So they were dating a little bit before that. But that's when Jarrett Payton broke the news for the whole world to see. There was rumors about it before then. Mm-hmm.
Dan just goes, look at those two whites. They need to procreate.
But I'm selling great replacement theory.
We need to get those genes moving.
We got to get those two attractive tall whites together.
Must breed more whites. Prevent great replacement. Otherwise, the Jews and the Browns will replace us. Our precious bodily fluids will be destroyed.
Got to get them together. Put him in a lab.
I don't know, but he's been vaccinated, so it's already ruined. They're already, it's already, yeah. You know.
She now, has too, right?
Yeah, so. If they've been vaccinated, now they're just going to create more lizard people. So that's the last thing you need is more lizard people. You don't want the vaccine, because then if the vaccinated people procreate, then you get the multiplicative effect of two lizard people.
You say all this, and it's wild that Aaron Rodgers was up in the Packers quarterback room talking about, up in the locker room, talking to players about this stuff. Like, that's absolutely insane.
Yes. I said it was insane then. That's right. Because the vaccinated people procreating are going to produce the whole race of lizard people. And you know, you just want the pure unvaccinated whites.
The pure bloodlines.
Of course.
Yes. You have to have it. And then that'll create a quarterback of some sort.
Well, it will. And then once all of the pure non-vaccinated lizard whites or non-lizard whites get together, the hierarchy of their greatness is only decided through arm wrestling.
I had to get on the line. I had to pick up the phone about Bajan. He's the real deal. This is coming from a pure bloodline. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get a stud in this kid, and I think he's the real deal.
Okay, so pure. That means not a lizard person.
Yep.
Got it. Good.
Stay out their business.
Ryan Poles,
people live.
Ryan Poles discussed the effect of Caleb Williams' personality on the entire team.
It's fairly natural. It's not forced. I think that's one thing. And we've all been in teams before, but like, there's people that come into those situations and they try too hard. And it's like, man, that's awkward. You know, it's hard to buy into that. And then there's guys that just they can navigate that so naturally because they're authentic and it's real, and that's what he's done. And then on top of that, just as a professional player, like, you have to perform, you got to do some things that guys are like, okay, like there's something different about you. And then pair that with a good natural, just good social skills, some cool things happen and leadership starts to blossom, and that's what you see now.
What do you expect from him this year?
I expect him to, it's a great question. I want him to lean on the talent around him. And then when the time is right, and that's an instinctual thing, and I think that plays right into him, that's when you do the special. And balancing that. And then sometimes it's going to get out of whack one way or the other, but always come back to that. It's kind of like that neutral place where he's at his best. And I think he has that just from studying him and watching years of tape on him. He has that ability. And so I think that's kind of the big thing, is just lean on the guys around him, be instinctual, let those wild plays happen at the right time. I mean, we saw it in the preseason a little bit. This can be important.
Ryan, I'm pretty sure we've seen you on the field kind of mimicking Caleb's throwing motion.
You never see that.
I don't know what else you could have possibly been doing with that.
Yeah.
Was it fun for you? Was it a fun training camp for you to see this guy that you had scouted for so long and drafted and then brought here and then watching it in person?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. But I don't know. I can't ever let my mind go too far down that road. It's always about improving. But it's good to see. Anytime you draft a player because of what you saw from college and you see some of those things transfer over to the pro game, that gets you excited. If it's the other way, it scares the crap out of you. You know, it's like, where did that guy go? And we haven't had that with really any of our draft picks. Everybody has been as advertised or if not better.
Did you try to grow Caleb into a quarterback who can be a game-winning quarterback with the game on the line?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From your lens, what separates the best quarterbacks in this league in terms of the ones that are consistently productive in the fourth quarter?
I think it's really, I kind of say it's like their heartbeat. Like, does their heartbeat skyrocket in those pressure situations, or do you see this, like, calm? And we're not going to know until we're in it in terms of the pro side of it. But that's what I look for. I want the game to slow down, there to be a level of poise. And again, I'll go back to it's that same combination of taking what a defense gives you, leaning on your talent, and then when you're forced to be special, be special.
What did you experience with Patrick through that lens in terms of when you realized that he was that guy in Kansas City and in terms of what it did for the entire organization?
Yeah, so it's interesting because I know there's a lot of comparisons out there, but I don't know what Patrick's rookie year would have looked like. But I know in year two, you saw exactly that when the pressure went up, he was calm. And then when it was time to do something special, he was able to do it and connect. But I also think, you know, we probably don't talk about it enough. It really gave opportunities for special players to be special. And I think that's what took it over the edge.
It's clear to me that Ryan Poles has a more informed but same opinion that I have.
Which is?
I really hope this guy's awesome.
He seems awesome.
I know, but he knows more than I do. He knows more than I do, but because he picked him and he did everything to put them in this position. But that's it's all a way of saying, yeah, like we're doing everything right to make sure that this guy can be what we hope. You know, it's like in the Matrix, right? With all the
I know Kung Fu.
No, is he the one? Is he the one? It's one, you know, it's one of the oldest stories in literature. This idea of a savior and at little bits along the way, little things like he is the one. Are you the one who's come?
And still there are people
prophesied
who don't believe. Like I love that scene in what they should have just called Matrix Revelations, because that's what it was. But where you have Jada's character just say, I thought you didn't believe in the one. She's like, I don't believe in the one. I believe in him. So there's still like people, you know, my dad like did a whole section on the Matrix.
Really?
Yeah. Like he did a whole thing with, Morpheus as John the Baptist and
oh, that's pretty cool.
You
sure.
See a lot of parallels there.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Of course. The one, I mean, you don't, the whole thing is a Christ allegory.
Like I was surprised because, you know, I'm sci-fi. He's not sci-fi, but he's like, this isn't sci-fi. This is the Bible. So he was teaching his students, like they did, I think a whole semester on the Matrix. And so, you know, these high school kids.
I want to take that class. Can I take that class?
My dad was an excellent teacher.
Award-winning
teacher.
What? I've noticed this. A lot of young people don't know what it means, the idiom about blank-pilled.
Oh, blue-pilled, red-pilled?
Red-pilled, blue-pilled. Even with, you know, Kamala Harris, they would say coconut-pilled. And people don't understand that blank-pilled comes from the Matrix. And I have had to explain that.
Yeah, and that whole movie that the Wachowskis put together, it was so revolutionary. Like, you take the Jesus allegory, but it was so revolutionary in the style of it and the way it looked, the way that it sounded, the music that it used in it, the technology that they used. And it was really, I didn't see this, the reboot.
Okay.
It's fine.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I think, I don't want to make this into a production meeting.
Sure.
But if we can there's a lot we can do with this.
With Caleb as the one?
As the one.
That feels a little afternoon showy.
Like QB1?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can have the party if you want.
No. You're missing what I'm saying.
So you're saying that...
I mean, from a literary sort of cinematic perspective, there's a lot of references for it, a lot of things to use to where how the evolution of the belief of a larger populace that someone truly is heaven sent. The difference is the Bible of the Bears is the opposite. That's the thing. We're not promised the one. We're promised misery. Like all we know, like there's never been this, we deserve this or we're entitled to this or some legend say, just wait.
Just
he's
wait.
Coming.
He's on his way.
He's coming. He's coming. He will be here. He'll redeem us all. Like, it's never been that way. As a Bears fan, it's like, well, we suck. We're not supposed to have one. We don't deserve one. It's our fault.
Well,
it's our fault.
Honestly,
it's the original sin of being born Bears.
It's our fault.
Well, Wanstead and I were talking earlier this week, and he was saying, like, look, he had brought up a meme, which is weird that Dave even knows what a meme is, but he had brought up the meme of Bears fans always seeing the one. Like, no matter who it is, like, oh, here's Mitch Trubisky. He's the one. Here's Justin Fields. He's the one. And here's Jay Cutler. He's the one. And it never turns out to be that. I will say, though, if you want to talk about, like, looking for the one in an amalgam, Caleb has got, like, all of that, like, stuff. Where you're going, like, when you say, okay, here's the 2.0. Here's the 3.0. Here's the 4.0 of it. Caleb seems to have all of those things that... You look at the other quarterbacks, at least from a physical standpoint, and go, well, give me a quarterback who's got a really strong arm and a quick release. And go, okay, we can do that. All right.
Now give me this and now that, but this person needs this. And now we
Now give me the vision. All right. The only thing he doesn't have is the size. Because he's even got the mobility. Mm-hmm. And you go, all right, now let's put a souped up generated computer in his brain. And you kind of got that, too.
And make him nice.
Yeah. And then you look at the Jay Cutler model and go, everything seems really good about this model.
Except he's a bag.
Plug that model in for a second. Don't care. All right. We need to get that out of the subsequent models. Can we take that part out?
Change the code.
Let's take that part out.
And we forgot that part. Okay. All right. Let's re-edit.
And then you have Caleb. And hopefully he is the one. Hopefully he's not Hamlet.
The Bears.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.